1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We've taken care of our headphone challenge. And now we can head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Todd Cook, who's the state director for We Are the People Michigan. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What is We Are the People?
We Are the People, the statewide coalitions of students, seniors, working families that are looking out for the middle class and ways to stand up for the right priorities here in Michigan.
All right, tell me, what is Bulgargate?
Well, it's a disturbing thing that's happened here in Michigan. Back in May, which is the filing deadline for the candidates here in Michigan, Representative Roy Schmidt at the last minute switched parties. And at the time, there was also a curious unknown Democrat who filed for his seat. There were a lot of questions that are asked and brought up, and what's been brought out, drip by drip, is the fact that Speaker Bulger and his staff, along with Roy Schmidt, were working to commit basically election fraud on the people of Michigan by not only trying to file a phony candidate, offering that candidate money, and then, not being straightforward with people, not being honest with folks about their involvement. First it was, Representative Schmidt didn't know this other false candidate. Then it comes to light that he's a friend of the family. And then the speaker said he doesn't have anything to do with it. Come to find out, there were lots of text messages back and forth that this is a coordinated effort to perpetuate this fraud. And, among the speaker, his staff, they had reached out to the Secretary of State office. You have an email that's come to light through the media where the voter outreach coordinator for the Secretary of State said, quote, "I can pretty much guarantee it is shady because I know the players involved." He had the Kent County prosecutor say that there's no doubt in his mind that an election fraud was attempted to be, put on the people of Michigan. And so it's just something that is the worst part of the election process. An attempt to not just have people choose between candidates based on ideas, but to rig the system to not give people a chance and to perpetuate this fraud on folks.
Todd, Speaker Bulger has apologized. The prosecutor said he did nothing illegal. The speaker said he has moved forward. Why keep pushing this?
Well, I think number one is we continue to not know the whole story. And that's why we've come out and asked for the state police report. Speaker Bulger has hid behind this reasoning of he's been evasive and not a liar. Well, I can tell you what, Tony, and I'm sure this is the same for you. When I was a kid, if my mother had asked me if I had done something and I was, quote unquote, evasive, she would have said, "You lied to me," and dealt with me accordingly. I think the other thing is the prosecutor brought up the fact that, just the incredulous thing that although it's illegal to pay a diver or pay a boxer to take a dive or for a football player to try and shave points in a game, although technically this may not fall under any current Michigan law, I think the biggest reason for that is no one ever thought that people would try to rig the system in this way, in this manner, in a way of trying to put in fake candidates and, use government resources to do so.
Todd, is this just a Democratic ploy that the Democratic Party got We Are the People to take care of it for them?
Tony, it's not. I mean, We Are the People is a wide-ranging coalition, and we have folks from across the political spectrum who believe in making sure that we have the right priorities and make sure that we focus on strengthening the middle class. And one of those priorities is making sure we have, fair and legitimate elections. The Kent County prosecutor, Prosecutor Forsythe, is a Republican. And he's the one who really came out with this blistering report that kind of really opened the door on this in terms of what really happened. So it's not a partisan issue. I think we can all agree that people should have a choice in elections, that that choice should be above board, and not rigged to force people into one outcome.
Todd, what do you think you'll learn from the Freedom of Information Act request should that police report be released?
Well, what I'm hoping we'll find out is who was involved in terms of the speaker and his staff, who at the Secretary of State was contacted, and what advice or what they may have said to do this. Maybe some more information in terms of additional things that were said to Roy Schmidt or the young man that they duped into being this false candidate. I mean, it's hard to say. All along the way, we found out more and more things, more details in terms of who's been involved, to what extent, and who said what that's contradicted. What folks have said publicly. So hopefully we'll get the whole story.
All right, there's a petition in which you have more than 14,000 signatures, but it's in cooperation with the Michigan AFL-CIO. That's why I asked you about the Democratic agenda, because it appears that you've partnered with a Democratic supporting entity.
Well, I think what we've partnered with is folks that have a genuine interest in making sure that our election process is legitimate, and that people understand the whole story. I mean, the call for the speaker to resign from the speakership is just based on the fact that, you know, you've got to question his judgment and his willingness to be straightforward with the people when you're so intimately involved in, like I said, what's been called by the prosecutor of Kent County an election fraud. And not be forward with people, not come straight forward and talk to folks on this. So, again, it's, you know, having fair and honest elections and not rigging the system, try and perpetuate fraud is not a, you know, partisan issue in any way, shape, or form.
All right, final question for you, Todd. Should your request not be administered, will you go to court?
You know what, I think we're going to do whatever we need to try and to get the whole story on this. Again, the speaker has failed to be straightforward on this. Roy Schmidt's failed to be straightforward on this. And I think the people deserve to know the whole story.
Todd Cook is the state director for We Are the People Michigan, a statewide coalition of students, seniors, and working families, as they describe themselves. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
66 degrees, 719 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We've got the latest weather forecast for you. Coming up next, we're expecting temperatures in the 80s today. Another great day here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. When we come back, we're going to talk about a report that talks about the impact to Michigan residents of extending the Bush tax cuts for the richest 2% of America. This has created a lot of controversy. We'll tell you about this story next on 1320 WILS. Good morning.